This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I got an email here. I just saw it. Tough Talking A. Brock, who's talking about, well, you know, you're tiptoeing around Ramirez. I don't know what I just said about the statue stuff. I'm trying not to be mean-spirited. I like Jose Ramirez. I know that when he goes in the Guardians Hall of Fame, into the Heritage Park, it'll be a great moment, and I'll never want to remember this, but, I mean, right now, we're going to give the guy a statue for being a really good regular season baseball player and taking a discount. The problem is we're going to put that statue next to a guy who left us for more money. So we just give statues out willy-nilly over there at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, with the exception of three big figures.
Well, Jose,
so that's
does,
what we have.
Jose does have bigger playoff moments than Mike Trout, so got that going for you.
Well, yeah, at least he got us there. I'll give you that. There's another thing here, and this ain't gonna make anybody feel any better, but this is an explanation. There's a couple things here, and this is what you're seeing right now is the difference between the manager now and the manager then. Because it was, and I want to bring on Matt Derry at 7:20, because it was either 1998 or 95. They have not came from behind facing elimination and won a series since the 90s. And it's mind-blowing to a lot of people. But think about where we're constantly at. What are we trying to do? We're always low on payroll. We are always young. Always trying to be... Well, this is a team that's perpetually new to the postseason. And Jose Ramirez, as good as he's been... Jose can't do it alone. Like, Aaron Judge has sucked this postseason. Has sucked this postseason. There's other guys in that lineup that can fulfill it. Well, yeah. They have a $300 million
they have
payroll.
More margin for error.
They have a $300 million payroll. Everybody's looking at the Mets, by the way, as that they're these plucky upstart Mets. Their payroll is $317 million.
Is that pretty high?
That's pretty damn high. They got veterans on that team that have been there before. This is what the point I'm making here is, when you're trying to constantly be young to be to the postseason, they always play well enough just to make you mad. And they're always in a position where it's the first time they've experienced this. Like, for this group, it's the first time they experienced it. For some of the guys in 2022, it was the first time they experienced it. And for Tito Francona, the difference was is that it wasn't the first time he experienced it. He had to break some curse before when he was in Boston. He had to then do it again, and he's experienced all that. So he's not impressed by the chess match of A.J. Hinch. There's respect, but he's not going to freak out in that moment, and sometimes to his detriment. So there's a calming influence there. But when you have a rookie manager, he's going to make rookie manager mistakes, especially in these moments. It's very hard to do that, and I can understand that. But in the greater scheme of things as a fan, that sucks, and that is not understandable. When you're perpetually a franchise that is trying to do it the way the Guardians do, you are always having this new experience, even though for fans, you've been here for 40 years, 70 years. This is all old hat for you. This is new for them. And that's the most frustrating. This is what leads to this frustration for these Guardians
fans. You're 100% dead on. I think it's a great take.
Thank
you. And then you think about also the emotions of everybody else after what they saw in the second inning and the third inning, when they go with those substitutions so early, like in a normal baseball game, right? Even if it was a playoff baseball game, but you knew who the starter was, you wouldn't be going lefty-righty the entire game. Why are we so concerned, so fixated on lefty-righty because it's their bullpen? What does that matter? Just pretend in your mind that it's the normal starter and let your guys get their cuts in. Because if you're trying to sit there and time it out right for every guy in your lineup to be able to get a hit, like, that's not how it works. Playoff baseball, you could bat 250 through an entire playoffs and it could be good. You could be on a team that wins the World Series and still come through with a few big hits. But if you're sitting there trying to time it out right... Well, Manzardo got one shot yesterday. That was it. Brennan got zero shots yesterday. That was it. Well, who knows? Maybe they would have got a hit, regardless of whether they saw the pitcher. early or not.
We're trying to manufacture runs. Like, everybody's saying we're trying to manufacture runs. Zach Mizel was with us yesterday. It's like, hey, man, we got to do what we can to get a run across the plate. You brought it up in game three. You wanted a bunt at one point. I almost said a squeeze. You wanted a bunt earlier in game three. You called for it. They tried to lay a bunt down yesterday. Andrés Giménez nearly flied out some way.
Our other $100 million man.
So we're very good
Remember that, by the way.
I forgot about that.
We have two of them.
So you have these guys in it, and I think it's exactly what you just said. Like, this is a great big agreement fest because I think we're all seeing the problem here. It's very simple. As much as this game becomes complicated, it becomes very simple in these moments. And all I think A.J. Hinch had to do was like, hey, I got a guy who started before against a guy who hasn't started. And this guy was in AAA at one point against a guy who hasn't started since September 1st, and he was outstanding against the Pirates that day. But you have a guy who hasn't done it for a while. If I can get any sort of a lead, we'll go to our pen. We'll see where it goes. I still have one guy left in my pocket. And you played right into his hands. Because one guy, even though he won it under dubious means, has been in a World Series, has won a World Series, has had a ton of postseason baseball. And Stephen Vogt was in his third postseason game. And in game two, there were definitely conversations about Stephen Vogt being outmanaged. And in game three, I think it was apparent to everybody that he was outmanaged. Now, all that being said, there's just no way that I can believe on God's green earth that he doesn't learn from these mistakes from yesterday and apply them to today. Now, that might mean he goes too much the other way for all we know, but there's no way I can believe that he sees these mistakes that he made yesterday and doesn't apply them to today, doesn't see the mistakes he made in game two and doesn't apply them to today. And you also have Tanner Bibee on the mound. I will not believe that this team will go so dormant with the runs again. I believe this series is coming back to game five, but everything I just said is true, and it's still going to hold against you that you need to have guys clear that mechanism, not have the moment be too big for them, and start to play to that level.
Well, you have to have it. I also wonder, I mean, we're running out of time for them to learn on the fly in a five-game series. That's a hard part of this, five-game series, and if Jose has an off series, that's it. They almost have no chance to overcome it. But, like, they already know it's going to be Tanner Bibee starting. Do we know who is going to be on the mound tonight? That's the thing. It's we are totally playing the guessing game.
Mark Fidrich.
Right.
Danny McClain.
It's all gamesmanship, but it's very one-sided right now. Their gamesmanship is totally messing with us. Totally messing with us. And it very well could happen again today. I know you were giving fans some reasons. I don't even know if it was confidence. You're giving fans reason to have hope today.
It's just playing the averages. Yeah. Is that there's not a chance in hell. I mean, there is a chance in hell. I just refuse to believe that they're going to be shut out again. They're going to put some runs across the plate, and we have a good pitcher going. These are very simplistic reasons why I think the series is coming back to Cleveland. I am not guaranteeing a damn thing, but those are the reasons why. It's very simple. It cannot work out any other way. 7:20, Matt Derry joins us on the show. Up next...